Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you that's behind the desk, I've been hooked ever since we met. Don't you see? I've waited patiently. I need you to take a stand and to be a man and tell me your heart has a plan and does involve us holding hands. I think it's time. I think it's overdue. I think my heart is always ready for you. I wanna believe that it's true. Are you ready for me? Because I think I'm ready for you. We've had some good laughs and conversations that have led me to believe that you and me are better together as a team. So let's not deny it or try to hide it. Instead, let's act upon it, because I truly that you feel the same thing. I think it's time. I think it's overdue. I think my heart is always ready for you. I wanna believe that it's true. Are you ready for me? Because I think I'm ready for you. Boy, you can stop the mind games, 'cause I've fallen hard for you. And boy, all you gotta do is say the words and now come around. Yes, I'll come.
Listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Mark. And today on the show, we welcome super talented singer-songwriter Michelle Pereira. Well, I talked with Michelle about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. And as always, I've got my buddy Craig with me. Hey, Craig, how are you, dude?
Pretty good. How are you doing today, Cody?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm a little bit out of pocket today, folks, because I'm not in my regular setup at the moment. I'm currently running the show from two cell phones, so it's a little messed up at this point, but I got this, folks. I got this. So, with that being said, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Michelle Pereira to the show. Hey, Michelle, how are you?
Hey, Cody, I'm good. How are you?
Hey, Michelle,
I'm good.
Craig, how are you?
Good. Hey, Craig.
Yes, I'm glad I finally got to meet you at the Song Suffragette anniversary show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was great stumbling to you guys. Yeah, that was fun. That was a fun show.
Thank you for doing this today.
Well, thank you for having me. So this is kind of my first over-the-phone interview kind of thing. So thank you for asking me. I'm glad to be a part of it.
Oh, nice. Well, thanks for for choosing this show out of the literally thousands you could have chose from. So anyway, how have you been?
I've been good. I've been a little bit busy the past couple of weeks. I was back home for a little bit and then doing some traveling here and there for a couple of different shows, and finally back home in Nashville, my second home, as I like to call it. But yeah, it's been good. It's been great, crazy, a lot of great things, busy, some positive things that have been happening that are, I think, are going to look, turn into some really positive things in the future for me. So all good things.
So positive things that I'm guessing you will not, you cannot announce at this time.
Probably not.
I'm not to say that. No, I'm not going to be that person. No, I've just been working on writing some music. I'm coming out with an acoustic project, and I'm going to be going into the studio next week to record some songs that I hope to release very soon. I don't have all the details confirmed yet. I'm all doing this independently, so just one day at a time, how I take it. So yeah, just recording some music, and just trying to get it in the right hands, some publishers, and just trying to find my cheerleading squad, if you will, and hopefully go from there.
Oh, well, you can definitely add this show to your cheerleading squad. You can definitely add us to it.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I sure will.
Absolutely. This song we just played to start the show, it is so good. Oh my God, that's the first time.
Thank you.
That's the first time I've ever heard it. I have a thing. This is sort of a thing with me. Whenever I buy music to play for the show, I don't listen to it beforehand. So my first reaction is literally while I'm on air, while the song is playing, and I think that's best, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
But I wanted to tell you too that every Friday, at this time, I host what's called Indie Country Radio, and I'll definitely be adding a song to that show.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Cody. I really appreciate that. Thank you for your support.
Absolutely,
that means a lot.
My first question for you. Well, it's not really a question, but just kind of, I tell the listeners how you got into the music business in the first place.
Yeah. So just to, I guess, tell you my story. I'm originally from Toronto, Canada, actually, and I moved to Nashville about over 2.5 years ago at this point. But the way I kind of got situated in the whole music scene was, at a young age, I wrote songs when I was 13, and I didn't really take it seriously until moving to Nashville. But I wanted to educate myself in anything that could help me in this kind of industry. So I went, I took lessons as a kid. I took piano lessons, guitar lessons, vocal lessons. And then in high school, I took all the music courses that were available to me. I was basically a music nerd, which I loved. And then after high school, I went to college and got a degree in vocal jazz performance back in Toronto. And then I graduated, got my degree, and then I moved straight away to Nashville to attend school, although I didn't attend Belmont like most students here in Nashville do. I actually attended a school called Blackbird Studios. It's a 6-month program, and it's run by Martina McBride's husband, John. And so I did that for 6 months and learned how to be, work with Pro Tools and basically to be, you know, an audio engineer at the time. And I did it, and I'm so glad I did it because I learned a lot from it. But I just fell in love with the writing scene down here in Nashville because I was just so naive to it all, and I still am, which I'm totally okay with. And I was really naive to it all. And after I kind of was knowledgeable in the fact that Nashville was, you know, a big co-writing, a songwriting town, that's when I really decided to immerse myself in it and to really take my songwriting seriously, because first and foremost, that's what I did. That's how I started. And I just, you know, from after graduating Blackbird, that's what I did. I just hustled every day. I'm hustling now and just trying to stay busy, try to, you know, network with the right people, and get my name out there and get my music out there. And yeah, living the dream, as they say.
Yes. Michelle, awesome. I wanted to say that, look at it, I met you through Dallas Remington at one of her singer-songwriter rounds, and I had seen you through on Song Suffragette on two occasions, one both through Periscope, and got to meet you live at the fourth year anniversary party. And first of all, you're just as talented and lovely in person as you are on Periscope.
Thank you very much.
Sure, you're welcome. Second, I wanted to ask you, how do you feel that you're having been schooled in jazz, being educated in jazz, has helped you with your singer-songwriting today?
Oh, yeah. It has helped me tremendously. I didn't have any family, you know, growing up, but nobody in my family is musically inclined. So I really had to teach myself from the ground up. A lot of people have parents, you know, who lent them their guitars and taught them, you know, three chords and they're off. But I really had to start, I had to teach myself. And my parents have been blessed to provide me with lessons and being able to, you know, go to school and help me go to school. And so that, honestly, being in an environment with people who are like-minded, it really helps. It really helps situating yourself in that kind of environment and being influenced by the right people. And I really enjoyed, you know, the jazz aspect of it, because with training yourself in that kind of music, it really sets yourself up for to be successful in terms of just like making up melodies on the spot, because if you listen to jazz, it's all about improvisation. And all these jazz renowned players that are out there, and these legends like Charlie Bird or like Ella Fitzgerald, I mean, these people just, they scattered on the spot, they made up melodies on the spot. And when it comes to like writing music and being in a writing room, I mean, that's essentially what you're doing to a certain degree. That's what I'm doing anyway. I'm making melodies on the spot. And because of my schooling, that really helped me, and I think, you know, it's not a bad tool to have under your sleeve, for sure.
Awesome. Now, I noticed you said that you're originally from Canada. Well, I've been to Canada three times myself, and I mean, and the people of Canada are some of the friendliest people I believe I've ever met in my entire life.
We are very apologetic people, aren't we? And nice.
But seriously, though, I've been to Vancouver, Niagara Falls, and Toronto, and I cannot wait to go back sometime, hopefully soon.
Yeah, it's a great city. I love Toronto. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very different from Nashville, that's for sure. Very different, in a good way, but there are some aspects
right.
that I missed from Toronto.
A funny story about Toronto. I was at a Blue Jays game, and I forgot the player's name, but there was a sign that a fan had. It said, this player... For a prime minister, and that kind of threw me, because I mean, obviously in the U.S. we have a president, obviously, and and the whole prime minister thing, I was like, okay, that's a little culture shock at this point, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little different, huh?
It's a very small culture shock. I'm not gonna lie to you, but I wanted to ask. I know that you said making things up on the spot in the writing rooms or whatever, you know, and that kind of leads me to my next question. What has been your biggest holy crap, is this my life moment right now? Whether that's in the writing room or on stage, what's your biggest pinch me moment at this point?
Yeah, that's a great question. No one's ever asked me that before. You know, to me, that moment is, I'd have to say it's a little bit of all those moments. A little bit when I'm on stage, when I'm in the recording studio, or when I'm in the songwriting room. It's those days, those times when it's like, oh man, like this is actually happening. This is like, or this is a song that like just formed out of nowhere, and like it's a freaking amazing song. And I think in those kind of moments, it's like, wow, I can't believe that I get to do this every day. That I'm just so blessed to be able to call this a job. And yeah, and I mean, you know, and hearing like final mixes come out of the studio speakers, and like, man, like here I am in Nashville. Like, if you were to tell Michelle 5 years ago that she would be living in Nashville, like she wouldn't believe you. And because Nashville was the last place that I thought I was going to end up. And yeah, it's just, yeah, those moments, man, those are some really pinch, as you say, pinching moments for sure.
But would you say, like in your song, Michelle, Nashville's ready for you, Michelle, and you're ready for Nashville?
Sorry, say that again, Craig.
Like, as in your song, would you say Nashville's ready for you?
I mean, I'd like to think so. I mean, I'm just flying by the seat of my pants here, but yeah, I'd like to think so. I'd like to think that Nashville's ready for me. I hope that Nashville will grow with me as well, because I know that as an artist, I've got a long way to go, and I hope that Nashville's just on board and ready to grow with me, because it's all I can ask for.
Well, you're in a great place now with the Time Stop Movement and part of Song Suffragette. I think you're only going to become more popular and gain a lot more fans in the weeks and months to come.
Yes.
For sure, yeah, I hope so. Thank you.
Sure.
I've been doing this with a show interviewing a country artist for the past a little over 4 years, and the a common thing I found about the country music industry is these people are so beyond supportive of whatever you're trying to do. I mean, speaking for myself in the show, I've gotten so much love from the country community because the first 2 years of the show, I've been doing this 6 years in total, but the first two and a half years of the show, I covered another industry. So I'm moving from that industry I'm into music. I had a ton of questions. I mean, would the show be accepted by the country community, by the artist, by the listeners, or whatever, you know? And and I found that it's been beyond supported, you know, and that's one thing I love about Nashville in and of itself.
Yeah, for sure. I can totally agree with you on that. Yeah, I mean, coming to Nashville for me, I didn't know a single soul coming to Nashville. I literally have no family here with me, and my mom helped me move, and And I didn't know. I mean, the first time I came to Nashville was with my dad, and that was the first time I'd ever stepped foot into Nashville. And after that trip, something in my gut told me that I had to move down here, and so I did. And it was only took one trip for me to make that decision. And you know, I really had to start from the ground up, and had to make friends and figure it all out. And especially it was my first time moving to by myself. And living on my own, yet again, alone in a different country. I mean, it's not that different from Canada, but America, but there is some cultural differences,
right.
And that was a lot to get used to. But yeah, the support here is just like, oh man, it's you can't put into words how
right.
I can't put into words how lucky I am to have people that I have in my life, because I don't know where I would be without them. That's for sure.
I agree. I wanted to kind of switch gears here and talk about Song Suffragettes and how you got hooked up with them.
Yeah, so it's kind of an interesting story. So probably last year at this time, I was running a songwriter's night by myself. I was hosting one, so I was basically doing what Song Suffragettes was, but not all female, just another writer's round here in Nashville, and I was hosting it. And so I really wanted to host Song Suffragettes because I just loved what they were all about. I loved what they do. I loved what they supported, you know, the all-woman, female empowerment thing. And I really wanted to host them at my showcase. So I somehow managed to get in the contact information to the lady Helena and Todd, who runs it. I got in touch with them, and Helena got back to me and said, you know, they would definitely be interested in coming out to play. And yeah, and that's how I got to meet Helena and some of the girls. And then it was only later on down the road that I actually auditioned for Helena and Todd to be a part of the Song Suffragettes. And then a couple of days later, I was up on stage with them, and it's been such a whirlwind and a roller coaster ever since. I mean, just from that my first time, I've only played the Song Suffragettes twice, and just from that first time, I mean, I've so many doors have opened, and it's just amazing how Todd and Helena make that possible for songwriters in Nashville, and especially female songwriters. It's just really blessed to be a part of such an amazing group.
It is. So many people
watch
the show on Periscope, and I think based on that, it really leads to the country music audience to all these female artists that they may have never heard before, and then it leads to following them, and before you know it,
mm-hmm.
they may see them at a local show and decide to come see them, and then before you know it, they're buying merchandise and supporting them, and that's
for
how
sure.
it works.
Absolutely,
right, exactly.
Absolutely.
So it works well.
I'm glad we're talking about a Song Suffragettes because I was at I went to my first Song Suffragettes show in May, a couple months ago, and it's first time being there, and I was just blown away completely. What a Song Suffragettes does, I think, is so needed in the industry right now.
Mhm. Yeah. Absolutely.
And speaking for myself in this radio show, I'm a huge supporter of the women in country music, and I will do everything in my power to make sure that you guys are heard.
Thank you so much, Cody. We need more people like you.
on the show, I think we we interview probably 95% of females on this show, and we play probably about that same amount of music on the show. So anything I can do, just don't ever hesitate to reach out.
Thank you so much, Cody. I really appreciate that. I really, really, really do. Thank you. This is a great thing that you guys are doing, and it really helps, especially for independent artists who are doing it by themselves, who don't necessarily have that following or that team behind them yet. So just speaking on, you know, for those people and for myself, you know, we really appreciate that. This is more than we could ever ask for. So thank you so much.
It's an honor.
You know,
when I go to Nashville, Michelle, I never want to leave without seeing at least one song suffragette show.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Like already, it's a must.
Right. You know, I feel like with this show, I feel like if we can help a one artist get to where they wanna be in their careers, and if we can be a stepping stone to that next thing, whether it's that next interview or that next gig or whatever, I feel like I've more than done my job.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Something else I wanted to ask too. And this is kind of more on the personal side of things. What is the best advice you've ever been given, whether it's in your personal life or professionally?
Best advice I've ever been given. You know, with this industry, it's so easy to get your hopes up and to get excited over things, and not to discredit that, you definitely should. I just think that, you know, probably the best advice I've been given was through my dad. He always says, you know, if you expect things, you're going to get let down. And not to say that you shouldn't be excited about things, but I know that especially in this industry, people make a lot of promises to you and they don't deliver. For me, just probably what I'm going through right now, it's just, I'm just trying to stay neutral these days and try to be excited and to definitely be happy about the opportunities that are coming my way, but to also just be, you know, neutral about it and just, you know, just go with the flow for things. I think that's kind of been the best advice, and it's really something I've been living off of right now and trying to put into practice anyway. So I feel like, yeah, if you expect things, you're going to get let down. Some people like to, you know, art don't go by that, but some people do think,
right,
you know, are trustworthy and for the most part, but that's kind of what I'm going through right now.
I tell people this all the time, but the music industry is probably one of the toughest industries out there, and I have so much respect for anybody out there busting it and trying to make it. I have so much respect for you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, and I get it too. I mean, the disappointment stuff, I get it because it's the same with radio. I mean, I've had a countless doors slammed in my face. I'm reaching out to artists for interviews or whatever, and I always say this: no does not mean no. It just means not right now.
No, I know. Exactly. Yeah, that's great advice too, right there. That's probably the second greatest advice I've been given. So thank you. That's great.
Did you have any more questions for her, Craig?
I got two questions for Michelle.
Craig, go ahead, buddy.
Ask away.
I was going to ask, one, what plans do you have for July 4th? And two, was there anything that you wanted to say or discuss that we haven't addressed during these 30
yeah.
minutes?
Tomorrow for Fourth of July, I am actually going to be in a co-writing session. So I'm just hustling away. I actually celebrated, not Fourth of July early, but I actually celebrated Canada Day on Sunday. That's,
mm-hmm.
That's the day that Canada became a country way back in the day, obviously. But so I celebrated that. But, yeah, I'm just going to be writing, unfortunately, tomorrow. I don't think in Nashville it's going to be nice to have a barbecue or something outside. I think it's going to rain. But yeah, I think that's what I'm doing tomorrow. But, I mean, if you're following, wouldn't mind following me on all my social media stuff. I'm just Michelle Music T-O on all my social media accounts.
Mm-hmm.
The T-O stands for Toronto. But yeah, just if anybody wanted to keep a lookout for my acoustic project that I'm going to be coming out with soon. You know, keep in touch. That's all.
I definitely want to follow your acoustic project, keep in touch. And I look forward to seeing you perform in Nashville live. And you're welcome back to the show anytime, Michelle.
Oh,
absolutely, you are.
Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate your time and reaching out.
It's an honor.
I did have one final question for you. What are some of your favorite places to play around Nashville, besides the listening room, obviously?
Yeah. I've been blessed to play the Bluebird a couple of times. I mean, I don't know if anything can beat the Bluebird. I really liked performing at Bobby's Idle Hour. That was my first kind of venue. I played the Songwriter's Round at when I first moved to Nashville. So Bobby's Music Row, what they call it, Belcourt Tapped. I mean, there's live music there every night of the week, and it's people like to come to the judge, you know, and from all kind of areas of expertise and writing levels, and it's artistry. It's just great. City Winery, I've been able to perform at. I don't think there's like any venue in Nashville that sucks. I think anywhere you go, it is the most like unexpected, like in places you wouldn't expect it would be live music. I mean, it's just amazing down here.
Right. Well, thank you so much for doing this. This has been just so much fun and probably one of the most in-depth interviews I believe I've ever done.
Oh, well, thank you, guys. I really appreciate that. Thank you for your time and reaching out again. Appreciate you guys.
My pleasure.
Absolutely. And like Craig said, you are absolutely more than welcome back on the show anytime.
Oh, thank you guys so much. I might take you up on that.
I hope you do.
Awesome. I think we're going to let you go and let you get back to your day. But again, thank you for doing this.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it. You guys have a good one.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
You too, Michelle. Talk to you soon.
All right, I'll talk to you later, Michelle.
Take care. Bye, guys. Yeah, thanks again.
All right, bye. Two things. She is a sweetheart. And two, that was such a blur. Oh, my God. I can't even believe it's over already.
When you're having fun, it goes by quick.
She is such a sweetheart. I mean, it's just not even funny.
Mm-hmm. She is. She is a doll.
She is one of the sweetest. Let's see. we have no show Friday because mom's having surgery. So
my thoughts and prayers are with your mother for a successful surgery, Cody.
Thank you, bud. Thank you, bud. Who do we have next week on the show?
Monday, July 9th, we have Tiger Lily, a sensational female duo from South Dakota. They do Facebook Live every Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Have you heard of them?
I have. I follow them on Twitter, and they follow me.
Terrific. I also had the honor of seeing them perform at Third and Lindsay on a special songwriter show Saturday of CMA Fest week. They were spectacular.
Right.
And from there, having seen them, I asked them to perform if they would be guests on the show. And sure enough, we'll be interviewing them next Monday. And then next Tuesday, none other than from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, who just recently moved to Nashville, the Hobbs Sisters. So it'll be great to get to chat with them again.
I can't wait to catch up with them again.
Yeah.
I had them on the show maybe about a year or so ago, something like that, maybe 2 years. And I can't wait to catch up with those two again.
Me and I, we should have two spectacular interviews next week. A lot of fun.
Oh, yes. I think I'm going to let you go and wrap things up here, okay, Craig?
Okay. Have a happy July 4th, and I'll be praying for you and your mother for Friday.
I thank you, bud. I appreciate you. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Talk to you soon.
Bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Michelle Pereira. Like Craig said, Monday at I think it's 5:30 Central, we have the incredibly talented ladies of Tiger Lily joining us. And Tuesday we have the lovely ladies of the Hobbs Sisters joining us. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.